97.5 The Fanatic.
Fanatic pregame show live from Parks Casino here in the Great Bensalem area. The Parks Casino, our home for every Eagles pregame show. We're going until 2:45 today. We will hear from Tim McManus. We are waiting to hear from Tim McManus live from the link to get the latest on him. So that should be fun. Certainly, we haven't talked to him in a week to get his thoughts on everything. So Trey Thomas, Brian Westbrook, Jason Navon B, and Trey. Actually, Tim is calling right now, so we'll get to him because we do have to get into the defense. No Nigel Bradham. We'll ask him about that. Certainly, what the significance is with that. And Tim on with us right now, live from Lincoln Financial Field, as we talk about the Philadelphia Eagles here on the pregame show with Trey Thomas, Brian Westbrook, Jason Avant, Devon Givens. Tim McManus coming into us on the Comcast Business Hotline, of course, of ESPN.com, and a contributor to the Fanatic. T-Mac, thanks for joining us, man. How was your bye week off?
Our bye week was good. It ends up flying by in a whirlwind, but always good to kind of regenerate the batteries and get ready for the home stretch.
Absolutely, and of course with the Eagles 5-4 tied with the Dallas Cowboys, they win it in that way where they stay atop the NFC East after Dallas loses last week. But they lose some things. Certainly, Tim, if they now had to bring in some former faces in Jay Ajayi and Jordan Matthews. So with everything that happened during the week, man, what has been the preparation for the week with those two guys specifically, and how to incorporate them back into the Eagles offense as we hit this stretch run with 7 games remaining?
Yeah, well, one of them they have had some time to kind of incorporate into the offense in Jordan Matthews. He has had a full week of work and is kind of going to get thrown right into things, given the fact that, you know, that they are down Alshon Jeffrey in this game, along with, of course, DeSean Jackson, which really puts the emphasis on guys like Jordan Matthews and J.J. Arcega-Whiteside and Nelson Agholor to step up in this moment. And as we know, the chemistry between Carson Wentz and Jordan Matthews is very strong. According to Matthews, it was just kind of like picked right up where it left off. And I would imagine that he would be, you know, a pretty significant contributor in this game. Jay Ajayi, meanwhile, just signed on Friday, which gives him essentially no time to kind of reacclimate or be part of the offensive game planning. And so my understanding for this is, you know, when he was signing on Friday, it was with the idea that he was going to be active for this game. And it looks like that is the case with kind of a handful of plays that may or may not come to fruition. I think, like, ideally, would the Eagles want to throw out a guy who hasn't played since last October right into the fire? Probably not. But because Jordan Howard is not going to play in this game, you have Miles Sanders as the lead dog, Boston Scott right behind him. And if they feel like those guys need a blow or somebody goes down, then you may see Jay Ajayi for a few snaps.
Tim, it's really good to hear that you know, they're going to get Jay Ajayi a little bit of snaps in there. Jordan Matthews as well, probably playing a bigger role. What's the mindset of this football team at this point? You know, we got to win some games. We got to get, you know, 9, 10, 11 wins if we can get there. What's the mindset of this football team, especially playing against one of the better teams in the NFL as you come into this week?
Sure. Well, it's all hands on deck in that way, B. West, with the guys that are ailing, kind of the key contributors that they were thinking were going to help lead the charge this year, not at their disposal. Some of them not for the rest of the season, some for this week. And so, you know, they've just kind of hunkered in and I think used the bye week to do self-scouting and figure out, you know, who they are and what they do best. And one thing that stood out from what Mike Gross said, the offensive coordinator, this week was, you know, just looking at some of the positives that they were doing, particularly with the tight ends on the field. And I feel like they were gravitating towards this particular identity of being a ground-based attack while utilizing their strengths in the passing game, which at the moment is the tight end. So I think that that's kind of the way that they're thinking about things offensively, is kind of continuing on with that identity. If you look at the amount of rushing yards that they have compiled over the last 2 games, 364, I believe, is the number, leads all NFL teams in rushing yards. That can be a recipe that could come in very handy against, obviously, an excellent team in the New England Patriots today. And I think defensively, they're starting to feel that identity kind of round into form as well. And, you know, with the defensive line and Fletcher Cox starting to come back into form, along with Brandon Graham playing at the high level, I think that they recognize what their strengths are and really need to lean on them heading into this kind of unofficial second half of the season if they're going to pull out a win against the Patriots.
Hey, Tim, which ways would you attack the Patriots, right? Offensively, but I want to talk about Brady's age, the way they've looked on offense the last few weeks. They're not putting up the same points that we've seen the Patriots put up. Is there a way we can kind of stop them offensively? And also, what other ways do you think we can attack them?
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, coming right up the gut is probably a good formula here. If you are able to generate quick pressure on Brady, who can, you know, sidestep you well and can get the ball out of his hands as good as anybody in the NFL. But there's not a whole lot of accounting for somebody that's able to just bust up the middle of your offensive attack. It can disrupt even the greatest quarterback of all time. And so for me, you know, I look at what they did, you know, on one of those final plays in the Super Bowl with Brandon Graham rushing from the inside, Fletcher Cox being the other force, and being able to kind of penetrate through the middle, I think is really going to be the key there. The other thing you look at is, you know, on the rushing attack for the Patriots hasn't been that stellar. I mean, Sony Michel is kind of their lead back, but he's only averaging 3.3 yards per carry. And so I think that, you know, this suits up well in this respect, that the Eagles have been very good against the run. And I think that they can continue with that formula today. And then it's really going to come down to winning those matchups on the inside in order to stop Brady from being Brady too much.
Tim McMahon is joining us live from the Lake here on 97.5 The Flag for the pregame show. Trey Thomas, Brian Westbrook, Jason Avant, Devon Givens. And real fast, before the guys get to you, I wanted to ask you about, when you talk about the defense coming together, Tim, then you lose Nigel Bradham. So how does that impact the game today with the Patriots offense, of course?
Sure. Well, I mean, they've kind of tried to make do with a piecemeal linebacker core. With Bradham down dealing with that ankle injury, he's one of their better players in the middle, clearly. And so they're missing that. And that could be a factor when you talk about some of those crossing routes, some of the shorter stuff that Brady likes to do. And are they going to be well equipped? I thought that it was pretty interesting when Mike Reese, my counterpart at ESPN covering the Patriots, sent out a photo this week and the two guys that the Patriots were kind of, scheming for, or at least had the red pennies on, were Fletcher Cox and Nate Gary. I found that very interesting. So they have the linebackers in mind heading into this game. But I think that just puts it even, you know, it makes it more incumbent that the defensive line takes care of business of when you have a linebacking core that is kind of ailing the way that the Eagles is.
Tim, one of the biggest things that we've seen from Bill Belichick over the last 20 years is his ability to change, and I'm talking about change up between series, change up at the half, things like that. And one of the questions I seriously have about Doug Peterson is his ability to be creative and change up things throughout the game plan, throughout in situational football as well. What's your confidence level in Doug at this point in his ability to make sure that his team is in the right position to play winning football against this Patriot team that seems to be loaded on at least the defensive side of the football?
Yeah, I think it's right to point out, B. West, because Bill Belichick has this way of being a chameleon. And that can be from week to week. I think that's what makes it so hard to scheme for, is when you think one thing's coming and then he just totally reinvents the team. And now he had an extra bye week, by the way, to be even more creative. And so I think that is something that Doug Peterson and Carson Wentz are going to have to kind of figure out pretty quickly in this game is, what are we doing? What's the counterpunch? I also think that the lesson learned from the Super Bowl is not letting the Patriots dictate things. That if you look at, like, they had their core group of plays, the one mesh play, they dressed up like six different ways and had confidence going in that if they ran that would be successful. And they executed, and Nick Foles executed. Yep. And they were able to tear up the New England defense a little bit. So I understand the point, and I think that the creativity hasn't been there at like 2017 levels out of this coaching staff. I do generally have confidence in this coach, however, but I also think that it's incumbent upon the quarterback to kind of follow through with the game plan.
Dude, didn't you just buy that Samsung Galaxy phone?
Joining us on Comcast Business Hotline, live from the link on the pregame show. Trey Thomas, Brian Westbrook, Jason Avant, and Devon Givens.
You know, Tim, as I'm thinking about this thing, and you talk about, you know, being able to change some things up, and you mentioned Carson Wentz and his ability to make plays. We saw the offense of the Ravens last week. Obviously beat up on the Patriots. They ran the ball, and Lamar Jackson is a total different type of quarterback from Carson Wentz. But we saw the ball handling, the misdirection give them some issues, the Patriots defense I'm speaking of. What can we see from Carson Wentz? Maybe some RPOs, maybe some different things with ball handling. You're right, we had a week off to try to figure things out. Can we do something different without having those big names at the receiver position to help our offense move the ball down the field? And my first initial thought was to use some RPOs and things of that nature. But can you see us using anything different to try to help this offense be more successful throwing the football and running it down the field?
Yeah, well, I think that you're hitting it on the head here. And what we've seen out of Carson Wentz, just think about like the end of the last two games, right? Where there's these game-stealing drives that Carson Wentz helped orchestrate. And he did that in part by breaking it off with his feet and finding the right moment to get a first down and keep a drive moving by using the threat of his legs. He's been more judicious with that, and I think rightfully so. I mean, you don't want him obviously throwing himself into traffic. We've seen what has happened each of the last two seasons, and you want to preserve him. But there's also kind of this learning curve of when is it right to kind of put pressure on the defense in order to open things up. And I think that this is a good opportunity for him to do that. He's got to be smart, but because you are lacking DeSean Jackson, because you are lacking Alshon Jeffrey, Jordan Howard is not available to you this game. You want to take some pressure off of Miles Sanders. You want to put some pressure on the opposing defense. And I think that this needs to be a Carson Wentz game. You know, you lean on the ground game, sure, but there's going to be multiple moments in this game where Wentz is going to have to take it on his shoulders to create when the defense is shutting everything else down. And so I do think that this could be one where Carson Wentz's legs come into effect here.
Now, do you think because Jordan Howard is not going to be in this game and you're depending on young running backs, do you think this is going to be a game where Bill Belichick is going to blitz a lot more just because you know the assignments will be a little questionable at times with having young running backs in the backfield?
Yeah, I could see him, Trey, putting some pressure on Miles Sanders. But, you know, I would say that he has acquitted himself pretty well in pass protection when he's been asked to, but this is kind of a heightened role. And that includes in some situations where maybe, you know, Belichick does get creative and throw the kitchen sink at him. So I could certainly see that. Yes, I think that that he's going to try to find where these weaknesses are. And we've seen him come out in various looks, and it wouldn't be a shock at all if he tries to test out the rookie, no question.
And Tim, real quick before we let you go, you mentioned the Super Bowl. How much was, we know they watched the film during the bye week as reported. How much of that has come into play this week in preparation for this game? Or how much of it was trying to be simply trying to make sure they don't focus on that and focus on the now versus the past?
Yeah, it was much more of that, Devon, where Doug Peterson was sending a very clear message not to get your mind and put it anywhere near Super Bowl 52.
Sure.
Yeah. Yes, they did use cut-ups this week. You know, film review, there were those plays. And like, I asked tight end Zach Ertz, like, how do you separate that? Are you just kind of like cold-blooded? Like, you're watching your touchdown, game-winning touchdown catch in Super Bowl 52, and you don't have emotions? And he just said that they were approaching it very analytically, that they're looking from what they can glean from those plays, but they're not reveling in them and not allowing the emotion to take over them. So I think that they were very disciplined this week in not making it about Super Bowl 52. I think it can be different once you actually step onto the field, though. You know, your preparation was cold and calculated, but then you get onto the field and you stare across from you and you see, you know, that New England uniform, and some of those memories can stir up in a good way. Allow that to be your confidence. Allow that to you know, serve as a reminder that you've gone toe-to-toe with this team. And that while this might not be the start of the season that you were anticipating, you know, that you have done it before, that many of the same players are in place. and use that to go out and assert your dominance. I think that that's where it can come in handy today, is not during the preparation, but when the actual, once the whistle blows and they tee off.
Well, Tim, as always, man, we really appreciate you today, more importantly because you adjusted your schedule since we have Sixers basketball coming up here. Really appreciate you joining us, and great stuff as always. We'll be reading you on ESPN.com and listening out for you on the Fanatic during the week. Thank you, man.
All right, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys. Take care.
Thank you, man. Tim McManus joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline. A lot of stuff in there, and, you know, hey.
Tim is a man. Tim knows everything, man. I'm so glad that we have him on our team. Every time he comes on, he kind of gives us a little bit more insight. And listen, we speak from the point of former players, but he's inside the locker room. He's talking to players every single week. He's digging for these stories. I certainly appreciate Tim having the ability to come on with us every single week just to give us some insight of what's happening on that football field.
Great stuff as always. The Fanatic Pregame Show presented by the new Parks Casino Sportsbook app in the App Store or at parkscasino.com/Fanatic .com PA. Let me start over. In the App Store or at parkscasino.com/PA. Use promo code
Big Game this week.
Green. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. I have Sixers on my mind too, so they're throwing me off. Fanatic Pregame Show with Trey Thomas, Brian Westbrook, Jason Avant, Devon Givens live right here at the all new Sportsbook on 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is the Fanatic Pregame Show live from the beautiful new Parks Casino Sportsbook on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Thousands have joined me in setting up the accounts to bet online with the guys right here at Parks Casino Sportsbook, the number one casino in all of Pennsylvania. My guys right here in the Delaware Valley. Let's talk about the future bets, right, for the NFC. What do you do in terms of who wins, in terms of winning that conference? You got $100 in San Francisco to win $300. New Orleans, put $100 on those guys, you get $240. And how about $100 on your home team, the Birds? That will net you $1,000 cash money in your pocket. The AFC $450. If you bet on, put the $100 down, you bet on Baltimore or Kansas City, that is what you will get. You cannot beat that with the holiday season. Come on, guys. You bet on the regular season passing yards. Your hometown quarterback in Carson Wentz. What does that get you? $100 down? $15,000. He has to do a lot, but is it worth it? I bet it is. I say yes. So many sports to bet on. So much fun. Spreads, prop bets, parlays, teasers. Download the app now or go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use the promo code GREEN and get your risk-free bet of up to $500. Your risk-free bet refunded as account credit. Bet with the best. Parks Casino and Sportsbook online or in person. Must be 21. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
And we thank Tim McManus for joining us live from the link. The pregame show here from Parks Casino, the all-new sportsbook with Trey Thomas, Brian Westbrook, Jason Avant. I'm Devon Givens. We're hanging out with you for about another 20 minutes as the Fanatic pregame show is brought to you by Goldenberg's Peanut Chews in partnership with the Philadelphia Eagles, serving fans delicious, chewy, chocolatey, bite-sized pieces loaded with crunchy peanuts. Guys, as we look at this game getting ready to come up, Trey, I mean, listen, guys, coming off a bye week, a huge game, obviously, with seven games remaining, starting things off. And Doug Peterson, I believe, is 1-2 coming off the bye weeks. He's not, you know, not Andy Reid yet coming off the bye weeks. A tough one here. And you look at this. Brady, we haven't even mentioned his name yet, but we're into this stage of the show where we have to talk about it. Trey, what are you looking at to focus on? Obviously, the line of scrimmage has to be huge. And what are we looking at here to try to take down this team this afternoon?
Well, I think one of the things, if you want to have a chance at winning, you're going to have to make Brady uncomfortable. That's one of the things that you're going to have to do. You're going to have to get after him. One of the weaknesses of this offense is their offensive line. For the first time, you know, this has been a time where Brady has been rattled, you know, where the defensive have been able to get after him. I mean, you know, right now you're looking at Brady where I think he's been sacked maybe 15 times, 15, 16 times. You know, so that's what you're going to have to do. get after Brady. Get after Brady as much as possible because this offensive line has had so many injuries. The issue that I have with this group right now is that, you know, you're looking at a group that's he's been sacked 15 times. You're looking at a group that just came off of a loss and going into the bye week. You know that they're going to be fired up. Bill Belichick is pissed off. They had a full week of being pissed off. And also, too, just hearing some of the comments that was coming out of there where, you know, Brady feels like, you know what, that game still haunts me.
The Super Bowl.
Yeah, the Super Bowl, that still haunts me. You know, Bill Belichick has used that game as fuel to get ready for this game. I know we used it, we watched it. I don't know why we watched it, I guess to kind of get everybody, you know, the feeling of beating this team again. But that was a couple years ago. You know that things have changed. This is a totally different group. You're going to have to come out there and ball. I mean, this is going to have to be everybody's going to have to play next to perfect to get out there and get this win just because of all the injuries that you have, both on the offense and defensive side of the ball.
You know, when I look at this Patriots offense, and before you had Gronk and Edelman and Sony Michel, we talked about last year, Sony Michel got it going towards the end of the year.
Yes.
The one thing, and listen, I think our defense these last couple weeks has played much better. A lot of that, I give a lot of credit to Fletcher Cox and his ability to be disruptive in the front. Your Brandon Graham has done this thing. I think we're getting some production from Jernigan as well as Barnett. But getting Jalen Mills and Avante Maddox and as well as
Darby
back in the secondary has meant a bunch to this defensive side of the football. And so now when I'm talking about getting after Tom Brady, who has been average at best at the quarterback position, that's what we should do. We should pressure him just a little bit. We should make him move around the pocket and make him feel uncomfortable, have to throw strikes to some of these receivers. And if it's Edelman, make somebody else beat us. At this point, we should be able to dictate to them. Jim Schwartz should be able to dictate to the Patriots that, listen, we're going to take away what you do well. Mm-hmm. Gronk's not there anymore. Now you have Mohamed Sanu, who is a very good receiver, and you have Edelman. Take away one of those guys, make them run the football. How about we do that? How about we make them run the football? When we play teams that are one-dimensional, meaning they're really good at the pass or the run, which I don't think the Patriots are good at either at this point, we're very successful on the defensive side of the ball. To me, I think this game lines up to be a very great opportunity for our defense against an offense that hasn't done much all season long. They barely beat some of the teams that they played, and they played one of the weakest schedules in the NFL thus far. It gets a little bit tougher for the Patriots this weekend.
Now, this is still seventh in the league in passing now coming out of
this. Well, they haven't played anybody.
I mean, yeah, but you still...
They played the weakest schedule in the doggone NFL.
Yeah.
They played some of the worst defenses in the league, and of course, their division... Quite frankly, when you cancel out Buffalo, they got the Jets and Miami. Those are two of the worst teams in the league right there. And the Bills, who have played a similar schedule, they won six games because of that schedule. And so, battle-tested, even though I don't know that we're a battle-tested team, we're more battle-tested thus far playing the Bears and the Green Bay Packers than the doggone Patriots are, who are 8-1 at this point.
Now, the thing with those teams that you did mention now, all of, yeah, they have struggles with getting wins, but their defenses have been top 10 defenses. Yes. And when you look at how they cover with the pass and run, you know, but you look at what Tom Brady is right now, he's ninth in the league when it comes to quarterbacking. I mean, you know, he's thrown, what, 14 touchdowns. He's been interception 5 times. Like I said, he was sacked 15 times. So if there was a key to beating these guys, you're going to have to take Edelman out of the game, because right now he has 90 targets, which is fifth in the league right now when it comes to being targeted as a receiver. So you're going to have to, if you take him out of the game, then now you have a chance, because you know that they're struggling when it comes to their run game, their run offense. They're 23rd in the league when it comes to running the ball. So if you can get them away from being able to air it out and make them force their game into the run game, then now you have a chance. But they're coming out of this bye week healthier.
Yes,
so
yeah.
They're coming back with their guys healthy instead of our guys coming back beat up. Our injury list is longer than theirs coming back.
Jay, and I want to get your opinion on this, because you've seen Edelman, you've seen a lot of different guys. And I know we got a break. I'll ask you real quick. Avante Maddox versus Julian Edelman in the slot.
No chance.
No chance. He got zero chance at that. But you have a chance with that concept that you guys alluded to. The Ravens, the Bills, the Giants, when they beat them the two times, they were able to press the receivers and make it difficult for Tom Brady. That's the only way you can beat Hall of Fame quarterbacks, is to limit their receivers by getting in their face to press. Our team has went from 31st in passing down to 16th in passing with just the return of Jalen Mills. So that's a big help for us, is that we've become average and not horrendous in the secondary. So we may be able to press this receiver group, seeing that they don't have many down the field players besides Philip Dorsett, which can stretch you real fast. But the other guys you can kind of keep in front. So it bodes well for us to play man-to-man versus the Patriots.
Well, I think that we have a great opportunity, and we got a little bit more to talk about as we come back.
A little bit. Final segment coming up on the other side. The Fanatic Pregame Show presented by the new Parks Casino Sportsbook app in the App Store or at parkscasino.com/PA. Use promo code GREEN. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Trey Thomas, Brian Westbrook, Jason Navant, Devon Givens right here from the all-new Parks Casino Sportsbook, our home before every Eagles game, every week, right here on the Fanatic final segment.
Live from the beautiful new Parks Casino Sportsbook, this is the Fanatic Pregame Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Thousands have joined me and set up accounts to bet online with my guys at Parks Casino Sportsbook, the number one casino in all of Pennsylvania. The home team right here in the Delaware Valley. Let's talk about future bets. This is when you can bet on things like who will win both conferences, who will have the most passing yards, receiving, and rushing yards for the entire season. For the NFC, $100 bet on San Fran to win in the conference, $300. $100 in New Orleans, $240. That's what you get to win the conference. And to bet $100 on the Birds, you win $1,000. How about any other conference where Baltimore and Kansas City, if you put $100 down on them, you can win $450. Passing yards, if you think Carson Wentz still has the chance to do that and you put $100 down, you want to get some extra money for the holiday season, $15,000. So many sports to bet on, so much fun. Spreads, props, parlays, teasers. Download the app right now or go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use promo code GREEN and get your risk-free bet of up to $500. Your risk-free bet will be refunded as account credit. Bet with the best. Parks Casino and Sportsbook, online or in person. Must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
The pregame show right here on The Fanatic, live from the all-new Parks Casino with Trey Thomas, Brian Westbrook, Jason Navant. I'm Devon Givens. Final segment for us before we hand things off to Brian Seltzer of Sixers.com for the Sixers pregame coverage. Sixers in Cleveland. Tom McGinnis on the game call right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Big basketball fans, my guys are right here, so we have plenty of time all year to talk about them, though, because they're frustrating at 7-5 right now. Should not be 7-5. Should be much better. But hey, the green zone, that will be happening during the Eagles game after the Sixers coverage ends. So after Brian Seltzer's post-game show with Tom McGinnis and Brian Seltzer, the green zone with Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan, they take you into the green zone during the Birds game today. Talk about the game during the game, plus the guys take a look at the betting lines, prop bets, and everything happening around the league as it happens. And then the post-game show with Jamie Lynch and Andrew Salchunas after the Birds game today for the Fanatic Eagles post-game show. And I don't know how in the world Tyrone is going to pull this off, because he does Sixers Outsiders after Sixers games on NBC Sports Philadelphia, and he has to do the green zone during the Eagles game.
Nice.
You see how he pulls
man,
this one off?
Got two eyes, man. Listen, you got one eye on the Eagles and one eye on the doggone Sixers.
Yeah, but he can't be in two places.
But if anybody can do it, Tyrone can do it.
I want to see how he does it, because that's going to be interesting.
Figure that out.
My man is going to be busy doing that. The Sixers Outsiders after the game, and of course during the game, Eagles starting at 4:25. We will take you up to that, certainly. And the pregame show has been presented by the new Parx Casino Sportsbook app in the App Store or at parxcasino.com/PA. Use promo code GREEN. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. So, have to ask you guys right away, as we gave out basically what we're going to do here in general in terms of the games. Jason.
Yeah.
How are they going to get it done in the score?
Well, so I have to say it this way. This is one of those games that Carson has to step up. We have a lot of Carson apologists, and I've been one of those. I've been on both sides, right? But this is one of those games where I would love to see the $100 million man, the guy that's been the anointed one by the organization, to step up and play big. And that's the only way we have a chance to win this ball game. To think that we're going to allow the Patriots to allow us to run the football, knowing that we don't have the receivers out there, is going to be hard. So I want to see Carson play well so he can do what we know that he can. But I don't think that they're going to be able to get it done today. Okay. Next week, I think they'll win. But I'll say 20-17 Patriots.
Before we get to the other guys, with Nick Foles winning the Super Bowl, and we know how that's hovered over Carson Wentz all these years, and we've always felt like even him coming back early last year, how much does he, and maybe we should have even asked Tim since he's been down there, how much does he allow this to get into his head about it being the New England Patriots? He did not have that chance. We don't know that either of these teams are going to get to the Super Bowl for him to do that, or any team for that matter for Carson to beat in the Super Bowl. How much does he allow that to seep into his mind for this game?
If he does, that's the problem. Mm-hmm. As a player, you focus on the small things. You focus on alignment and assignment. You focus on the plays, where my progression is, knowing my personnel. You're focusing on those things. If you're thinking about Nick Foles and the Super Bowl and the city doesn't love me and all of these woe is me, I'm the victim stuff, we got the wrong person for the job.
Sure.
So we have to see the Carson that's going out there focusing on his assignment, what he has to do, focus on ball placement, and also getting us in the right call. And we got a chance to win. Do I think the Eagles can win this game?
Sure.
I believe that they can win it. With the injuries and what they've shown thus far is that they're an average team, and the average team does not beat the Patriots.
You got it. B. West, what are you looking at for this one and your score?
You know, as Jason focuses on the offensive side of the ball, I think it's incumbent on the defensive side of the ball to figure this thing out. We got a bunch of starters in the secondary back. Fletcher Cox is playing much better, and obviously the defensive line as a group is playing much better. Now we have to figure out, can they win a game on the defensive side of the ball? Because, listen, our offensive options are very limited. We're talking about a rookie running back with Jay Ajayi and Scott, who we don't necessarily know who he is as far as holding the running back core together. We got a guy, Arthur Street and Jordan Matthews, and then three other guys that have not produced all season long. So the truth is, offensively, we will be challenged here by a better secondary, a better defense. But defensively, I think that we can find a way to get after Tom Brady. That means we have to get some turnovers. That means we have to get some pressure. And we have to win the field position game. If we can do that defensively, I think that maybe our offense can find a shot here and there and can take advantage of this defense. But to your point, Jay, I think Carson Wentz has to be special if we want to win this game. In my opinion, it's going to be tough to win it. I think the Patriots win this thing 24-10.
24-10, New England. It seems like a trend going on here. And we go to Trey Thomas to get his thoughts on how this thing plays out.
Well, you know what? I mean, if you're going to have a chance at getting after this, you're going to need your defensive front to get after Brady. You know, stopping the run is not something that I'm worried about just because our defensive front, that's what they specialize in. And but this isn't going to be a game where it's going to be one in the trenches for New England. They're going to air it out. That's what you do. You put the game on Tom Brady's shoulders, and you let him do his thing. The problem that I see with our secondary is at times we give up a little too much cushion. That's because we don't have the speed to be able to play man sometimes. But I also think that I think Avery being into the mix, an outside linebacker, can help with the pass rush. You know, but when you look at this game, I just feel like never have I seen it. Like I said earlier, have I seen a team that came out of the bye week with more injuries, worse off than they did when they went in. So I don't see us as much as it hurts for me to say, I really don't see us being able to pull this one off. It's going to be a tough one to watch, but I don't even have a score. I just don't like us in this game. Because I think that New England, coming off of that loss that they just had going into the bye week, you even heard them having all workouts by themselves, practicing by themselves while we're out just breaking out, just trying to enjoy the bye week. You see that a team that's a little bit more focused and trying to get it done than what we were trying to do, get ready for this game.
And real fast, before we get out of here and I give mine and we hand things off to Brian Sells, to Trey, real quick, your thoughts on Brandon Brooks getting the extension that he got from the Philadelphia Eagles. Well-deserved. Guy coming off the Achilles and where he is right now, being arguably the best right guard in the league.
Absolutely well-deserved. Someone that just from the beginning of it was like, I will be back. And he put in the time to get in to work. And, I mean, there were times during the offseason that he made sure that he kept everybody posted with different videos showing the progression. And then when he really hit the field, to be able to come back and play with the dominance that he's been playing with has just been spectacular.
And
with a torn Achilles, and come back and is just balling.
Jay, what did you think?
No, man? Just with a torn Achilles, I saw him, out there the first day of camp, and I'm like, there's no way that this should be happening. And I just had to dap him up on the sideline and say, man, I don't know what you did in the offseason, but
that's
this is just amazing.
Plus.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't happen like that. It doesn't happen.
Big man, it generally just does not happen like that.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. 350 pounds plus, he's come out and played his best season of his career this year. I think that's a credit to him. That's a credit to the guys around him. And I'm sure you what, those running backs appreciate that right guard playing well. That's where they run the football.
Well-deserved contract extension?
No doubt about it.
No, well, yeah, big
money for the big fella.
And then you got another contract that's going to be going away in Jason Peters next year.
Absolutely.
So you can give it to him.
Yeah, 23-13, I'll throw my score out there. New England wins this one. So not looking good in Detroit, as Dallas is now leading 24-14 at the half. So you needed some help there. We'll see how everything plays out, but none of us like this one. Can they do it? Yes. Will they get it done? It doesn't look like too many injuries at this point. So a lot of people to thank back at the studio. We have Dylan McKinnon and Nat producing the show back at the studio. Thank you guys. Great job. Nick and Joe C. engineering things live here from Parks, and Kevin and Eric on the ground crew. A lot of stuff going on here, and they kept us in helping us out big time with all the great people here at Parks stopping by to say
best team in the
hello.
Business.
Yes,
best
absolutely. And great people here at Parks. We thank them. We thank everybody for coming out, saying hello. We really appreciate it, Brian. We'll be back tomorrow for your show, the pro show, back at PJ Willihan's. We'll be at tomorrow in Cherry Hill starting at 6 o'clock.
Yes.
So we'll be there. Great spot at Byright the last week, and that was fantastic. And Trey Thomas will hear from you in the morning.
Yeah.
Trey and Farzetta morning show. So hopefully we're talking about a win. Hopefully they proved this all wrong. Jay, we'll catch up with you next week.
I'll see you at some point next week.
No doubt about it.
Jay, come on to the show tomorrow, man. Come on.
Where are you at tomorrow?
At PJ's. Cherry Hill.
Right around the corner from your house.
Same spot.
All right. It's not my house over there, but I'll take it.
Now you're just telling people where you live.
I know. Right around the corner from your house.
Cherry Lane. Cherry Lane. Absolutely. Coming up next.
That's what we're doing, the photo shoot.
Yeah. Coming up next is Brian Seltzer from Sixers.com for the pregame show, Sixers Cavaliers. Coming up here on the Fanatic. Hopefully they can get a win, and then the Green Zone with Pat and Ty, Jamie and Andrew on the post-game show. Have a great Sunday. We'll talk to you tomorrow, all of us in some way, right here on the Fanatic.
This is the Fanatic pregame show, live from the beautiful new Parks Casino Sportsbook on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yes, my team, my guys, right here at Parks Casino. Glad you guys, thousands, have joined us and set up the accounts online with my guys here, the number one casino in all of Pennsylvania, where you have an opportunity for future bets when you can bet on each conference and who will win that conference, what teams will do so, passing, receiving, and rushing yards for the entire season for each conference. Yet again, $100 bet on San Fran to win $300. How about $100 on New Orleans to get you $240 right in your pocket, or your favorite team, the green team, the Birds, $1,000 down will get you $1,000. That will net you all of that money just in time for the holidays. Or you can go to the other conference, where Baltimore and Kansas City will net you $450 with a simple $100 bet. And also, or you can bet on the most regular season passing yards, 100, on Carson Wentz to get you $15,000. So many sports to bet on, so much fun. Spreads, props, parlays, teasers. Download the app now or go to ParksCasino.com/PA. Use the promo code GREEN and get yourself a risk-free bet of up to $500. Your risk-free bet. Refund it as account credit. Bet with the best. Parks Casino and Sportsbook, online or in person. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.